Another thought I have is he's with, you know, he's with Moogie. Moogie's probably playing some music for him on his transition. Grandpa's probably there. Steve Ben Israel, Abraham. And the thing about Alan talking, Paulette talking about his mom, their close connection with Martin makes so much sense, because Robert not only revealed the light on the world with his watch, but even at the station, because I remember years ago when someone accused him of playing too much white music, and he revealed that, and he said, I know the roots of music, it's all mixed. And for that, he was thrown off the air, by the way, so we won't name names now, because it's not appropriate now, but just to say, he did live up to that motto, which I guide my life by, to don't judge somebody by the color of their skin, but the content of their character, and he certainly lived that up, and I feel very truly he is a brother to me in spirit. And Alan and Paulette, you're very lucky to have him in your life, much more than the brief times I've had him to see personally, but mostly on the air all these years. And it's great you had Stephen on at the From Earth Watch to the Sky Watch. And I guess last thought is, you know, there's a show he did, Kathy, when he passed away and he came back and he talked about his experience, mm-hmm. as you may recall. And if you could dig up that tape, I think it'd be great to hear his preview of where he is now. And all we can say is he'll be in my prayers for a long time, and I thank God that he was on the radio conducting with such intelligence and such a heartfeltness. And God bless him, I know, and thank you again for doing the show. And Paulette and Alan, may the Holy Spirit fill that void that you feel somewhat, and his spirit's there, much more lasting than his hand holding yours, Alan, so never doubt that. You're very fortunate to have had him as a brother, and to have him as a brother. So thank you again, Kathy, and thank you again for doing the show.
You're very welcome. It's certainly a love for me to be doing this. Robert and I were friends for some 20 years, comrades in arms, and so, yeah, it's appropriate. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. And that's right. Good night. We're going to be going to host of the program that would be starting just about now, the Hour of the Wolf. And we're being joined by Jim Freund. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. I would be on at this hour only because of Robert. I may not be have been able to continue Hour of the Wolf if not for Robert, because Hour of the Wolf was on during the Hour of the Wolf, 5 to 7 a.m., and a little over 3 years ago, when a particular program director was trying to reinvent many of the things in the station, Hour of the Wolf was one of the shows lost in the shuffle. And after about a month, Robert was on Wednesday from midnight to 2. And I remember Earthwatch really being a Wednesday night show for so many years. Different lengths and different times, but Wednesday at midnight, Robert Knight. And he offered half an hour of his time, and following that from 2 to 3 was some recorded program that I won't discuss. And by combining that, talking with the powers that be, Robert and those powers were able to squeeze what was supposed to have been a temporary time slot for me at 1:30. But it was Robert who got me in there. And the very first show that I did in this 1:30 a.m. time slot, Robert believed in real, bona fide, freeform radio. There are few people left that really get it. Valerie Van Isler was absolutely one. That caller reminded me of the transition between Valerie's program and Robert's program. Oh, talk about flow. It was a wonderful thing. And Robert understood that. And I try to practice freeform radio often, even though my show has a general topic. But I was on 5 days a week. Science fiction used to be only one of the 5 days. Now that I'm only on once a week, it's generally science fiction, but it's still a free-form show. And Robert would invite me on early if I came in. He'd say, you know, come in at 1:20, join. And I'd keep him here till at least 1:40, join. The only reason that we divided at 1:30 is actually because of the Internet Archive, because people who would tune into the Internet Archive would be confused if they came in on the middle. Regardless, let me tell you the story briefly. The story is that the first show that I did in this time slot, Robert said, you know I'm here because of you. It's like, what? He said, well, you were offering a premium in 1976, which was a Warp poster. Warp was a Broadway show from Marvel Comics. Okay, and we had donated from Neil Adams, one of the great artists of Marvel Comics, donated Subway posters. Really rare. God knows what these things would go for on eBay today. And we had them as premiums through Hour of the Wolf. And Robert was one of the people who took advantage of it. And he wasn't going to wait for mail or anything. He came to WBAI. I was working on the switchboard. And I gave him the autographed poster. Neil Adams was there and autographed it to Robert and all that. And Robert, and I hadn't remembered that. And Robert said, if not for that, I may have never stepped foot in the radio station itself. Life might have gone a different direction. And I thought that was quite something.
Fascinating how it all works, isn't it?
And I found that recording, but it's like 20 minutes, he and I talking. I'm going to cut that down. But the other thing that I wanted to say is I don't handle what you call transition well. I've never been good at that. But I will say that Robert and some Ibrahim and some other people, you can think of them as being up, but I think of them as being on a sub-frequency at 99.5 FM. They will always be a part of this radio station, and they will always be a part of the spirit, that the positive spirit that exists here, because such people, especially Robert, have made it so. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much, Jim Freund, from Hour of the Wolf. And who's here and has very wonderfully actually drove me here.
Not wonderfully. I'm sorry it was so late.
And will wonderfully take me back to Brooklyn.
Got
it. I have another remembrance I want to share with you by Eric Williams. It's on the passing of R.K., Robert Knight, by Eric Williams. And this is actually slated to be published in the Black Star News. A giant of New York journalism is no more. Robert Knight, a major figure in New York media, widely published in both the black and mainstream press, a voice heard on the BBC, NPR, and most notably Pacifica Radio, New York affiliate WBAI-FM, and a winner of numerous awards in journalism, including the prestigious George Polk Award, has died. He was 64. As I said elsewhere, I repeat here, Robert Knight was one of those dudes who was so smart and so funny, you'd leave his presence with a hurting head from thinking so much and a sore belly from laughing your ass off. He will be missed. I had heard about Robert's passing, of all places, on Facebook, a social media network he detested. A colleague of ours from WBI Radio that I'm also friends with over there, Shelton Walden, had sent me a text with the news. I immediately sent out other text notes to other friends there asking if they had heard and what they knew. Even made a few phone calls to other mutual friends. No one knew anything. Robert was a colleague, confidant, but most of all a friend to me. And it's a longer piece, and I would suggest that you tune in to the Black Star News. I'm sure you can find it on the internet, and read this wonderful article by Eric Williams. And, you know, it's a beautiful tribute. And I think that all of your messages have been beautiful in tribute to the life and work and magic. He was indeed an alchemist, Robert Knight. And as a reminder, if you want to be part of his celebration, homecoming, you can go to participate this coming weekend. Robert's funeral services will be held this week, Friday and Saturday, at Bentis Funeral Home, 630 St. Nicholas Avenue, the corner of 141st Street, New York, New York. And the number to the funeral home is 212-781-8851 if you need to call for directions. But his farewell is on Friday, April 25th, and it'll be from 4 to 8 p.m. That's Friday, April 25th at the funeral home. On Saturday, the farewell will be again from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and his service at 11 to 12 noon. Afterwards, his remains will be taken to Woodlawn Cemetery for cremation. And so I have see another call coming in. So I'm going to, I'm just going to answer that call and put you on hold. So hang on. You must know who you are. And when I have a chance, we'll get back to that call, because we do have many people who want to offer tributes. And I also have more audio to play with you, for you, of the various presentations that we have experienced with Robert in his majesty over these airwaves. And I want to, let's see if we can play another piece of music. And this was a piece of music that I heard on his program. It's kind of interesting. We do kind of copy each other. I'll hear something on one program and I'll say, oh, I like that. I'm going to play that on my program. So that's kind of certainly how I did it sometimes, because, you know, he did have kind of a magic when it came to picking the right music for the moment. And this was a special piece that I kind of enjoyed. It's called the Wayshower Manifesto, and I think that indeed Earthwatch, 5 o'clock shadow, was a wayshower. And so I'll play this tune for you as I pick up a few more calls. So stay tuned.
Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world. Unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible, and this threatens authority. You were born to be a revolutionary. You can't stand rules because in your heart you know there's a better way. You have strengths dangerous to the establishment, and it wants them eliminated. So your whole life you've been told your strengths were weaknesses. Now I'm telling you otherwise. Your impulsivity is a gift. Impulses are your key to the miraculous. Your distractibility is an artifact of your inspired creativity. Swings reflect the natural pulse of life. They give you unstoppable energy when you're high, and deep soulful insight when you're low. And diagnosed with a disorder, that's society's latest way to deny its own illness by pointing the finger at you. Your addictive personality is just a symptom of your vast underused capacity for heroic creative expression and spiritual connection. Your utter lack of repression, your wide-eyed idealism, your unmitigated open mind. Didn't anyone ever tell you? These are the traits shared by the greatest pioneers and visionaries, innovators, revolutionaries, procrastinators, and drama queens, activists on the social scene, space cadets.
And we're going to take a few more of your calls, and let's see. And hello, you are on the air. Oops, I didn't seem to get you. We'll try again. Hello? Okay, we're going to try this again. You know how it is. Technology.
You know, because we're all affected by the way we are all the same. You know, because we're all attracted to the flame.
We're going to try again. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I just wanted to repeat that request for that program where Robert was talking about his hospital stay. You know, I heard Gary Nolte say that he was going to take care of Robert, and so that's one thing I'd like to hear, that as many shows as possible, Earth Watch or whatever, because, you know, I tell people that, you know, someone, one of the most important journalists ever of the alternative nature, or, you know, in our lifetimes has passed, and I hope that there's some way that we can reconstruct or find a way to train some people in his techniques, and Dennis and you and other people at